This week's parasha, we have the story of parasha Lanis Mefata. If a woman was raped, she's married, it says, Lenal es asa dover, ein lenar chet maves, shiokam isha rei ritzachoy, nefesh kendav razeh. This is the tour of Oyvim Shachmona Patrick. Since she was raped, male, she doesn't get any misa, you know who's a raiz over here. Gemara by Zara discusses the concept of neva. Something that you were over it as by Zara, you worshipped it, so it's possible for a karma. So Gemara discusses ezu neva. Kol sha'ayiv the moisoi, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'aynis, bein b'ratza. Means even if it was b'aynis, still we say it as din of neva. Like Gemara, how is hechidami? Yeah, laf going to oynis beim is chaveroi, mishtach veloi. So there we see you can answer davashen shaloi. Whereas no, going to suay v'chav, mishtach velo behemtoi. This again shows whether if I'm oyved your behema, is that going to answer the behema for a carbon? Gemara says doesn't mean that. It means kitzer. When you name a guy forced the Jew to be oyved by the zara, yeah. Says the Gemara, and has a din of neva. Mask of Rav Zera, Ayin Shachmana Patre, Yitziv, the Lanayr, Lais HaSadavar, our Pasuk, it's an Ayinit, so why is it neva? Oh. Because of this Gemara, says the Chem Neshleima, famous Chem Neshleima, that he's done, what is the gather of Ayin Shachmana Patre? Is the Pshat as a Ptur in Ayinish? What is a pshat? That's not an avera. Similar to what we had this week, we got Miss Asik. Is it just a porn einish? Is it just a porn einish? But in Kol Tarkul is an avera. By Shabbos, maybe it's different. So you have the same chakira, got by the general din of einish. Einish rachmana patre. You do something when you're forced to do something, you potter from einish. It's a pshat, you potter from einish, but that's a cinemized avera. It's a porn einish. Or it's kehil, you didn't do it b'chal. Kehil, you didn't do it. He says, in fact, the Gemara says, if you tell me Joseph Torn Einish, so he was Oyra by Zara, Bainis. Okay, so it's Nebat. It's not the Behemoth. He worshipped the Behemoth. The Behemoth gets rid of Nebat. It was worshipped. Maybe it's possible carbon. You see from Zara's question, Einish Gemara Patre, that what? It shouldn't be have a din of Nebat. You see that Einis is commandly of it. A guy does something, but Einis, as if he didn't do it. That's what the Chem Neshleima wants Mechadish based on that Gemara. Now, Rabbi Chanan discusses the same idea in the beginning of Ksubis. Gabe the Sugya of Einis Begitten. So then there's a discussion that let's say a person, Gabe Kima, a bit like a guy who was a Tanai, in the Gerish and the Dush, whatever it was, and he was Mvatal Tanai Bainis. Mvatal Tanai Bainis. So then that's a sugya, yesh ayinis begitten, ein ayinis begitten, that's all sugya there, is the fact that it was done by ayinis, does that make a difference? We say it's called bitul tanai, and not, oh, says Rashi, what's the tzad to say that if it's by ayinis, it's not considered that you're bitul tanai? Says Rashi, it says, v'lanar le'sas adavar, yeah, v'lanar le'sas adavar, our pasuk, ayin chmar pakbe. In fact, the b'chanon, Abam Kasha, if you tell me that the Ptur Ayin Shachmar Patre says you don't get an Ayinish, right? Okay, you don't get an Ayinish. Seder, by Tanai, you make a Kedushan al Tanai, yeah? You make a Gittin al Tanai, yeah? So, if you do it, you don't, and there's a bit of a Tanai by Ayinish. Is that a question of punishment? It's not a question of punishment. It's Metzias. You made a get al Tanai. Were you Mekayim in Tanai? Or you weren't Mekayim in Tanai? So I was mabatul tanai ba einis. Okay, so I won't. If einis is a pturin einish, there's no aveir over here. There's an agreement. I give you a get. The tanai so and so. You're mabatul tanai ba einis. Okay, there's not an issue of punishment. What's the tzad to say? Rashi says the tzad to say that an einis be mabatul the tanai ba einis. We say einis rabbana patre. What is einis rabbana patre? Do a bitul tanai. Of an agreement. Elamai says, Rav Chanan, Zariah 2, Chem Neshleima, that the gather of Oish Chomer Patre is Keil, you didn't do it. If it's Keil, you didn't do it, yeah, it's not the Ptur Oish. It's Keil, you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, then it's not called Bittul Tanai. Right? If I make a Tanai, I'll give it a get, Kedushin Amas, whatever it is, yeah? And you battle the Tanai, Vainitz. Okay, so if you didn't do it, if you say Oish Chomer Patre means if you didn't do it, okay, so you were Mabatul Tanai. Because the Oish says, I didn't do it. Yeah, so Mel is trying to talk by Bitla Tanai. Ein is by Bitla Tanai. But if it's just a Pumer Einish, but Messias, you did it, so then Gabi Tanai is nothing to do with punishment. It's not Shaila Veira. Shaila is, did you fulfill the condition or you didn't fulfill the condition? So if you didn't fulfill it by Einish, say it, say it, you didn't fulfill it. Elamai, it's because if you did it by Einish, then it's as if you didn't do it. Another place where it's Negea, and this the Chemish Lam talks about already. And that's the Gabi Din of Yehorg Bal Yab. Everyone knows Gimel Averis that Avayzara Gerayis Shuchazdamim. The Din is if a guy forces you to do it at the pain of death, you have to let yourself get killed. Kol Tarkul, we say V'chai Behem V'loy Shiyomus Behem. You're not mukhid guilty life to not bear mitzvah except by the big three Avayzara Gerayis Shuchazdamim. Now says the Rambam, what happens if that's the Din was he's supposed to give up his life? The guy comes to him with a gun. If you be argued by Zara or Arias, whatever it is, if not, I'm going to kill you. Then, so he was supposed to give up his life. He didn't. He wasn't Ayin Ben Isayin, and he did that Vera. Under the rest. Under the pain of death. Okay? So does he get punished? Does he get punished or not? He wasn't, he was going to give up his life. But he didn't. Question is, does he get punished? He was Ayin Ben Avera. He was Megal Arayis. He killed someone. Says the Rambam, but the Eved, he doesn't get killed. Yeah. Why? But the Eved doesn't get punished. If he didn't get let him get himself killed. So now, if you hope, yeah, that the Einish of Mana Patre is a Ptur in Einish, because what were they supposed to do? I'm an Einitz, right? I'm an Einitz. Well, what do you want now? The Torah is not going to punish you for doing something that you had no choice, right? But now, if you tell me about Gimel Averis, what do you mean you had no choice? You mukhid up your life. It's not like, you know, you had no choice. You had a choice. The choice was give up your life. That was your choice you were supposed to do. In other words, Stam is when a guy's in Einitz, yeah? And it's the case of Pasuk. She was raped. Okay, there's nothing she can do about it. So therefore, we don't punish her, yeah? But Gimel Averis, where I was forced, when you were forced? The Halacha says, you give up your life. So what do you mean I was forced? You weren't forced. You're supposed to give up your life. You did something wrong. So why shouldn't you get punished? Elamai, we see, that Seif Kosaif, since you did it by Einitz, it's called, that's not an Averis, B'chal. And therefore, as if you didn't do it, Mamela, you don't get killed. This is what the Chemish Lahim wants being right from the Rambam. Oh, I you might ask, Oy Bazoy, if it's as if I didn't do it, so why am I going to give my life? If you tell me when it's Ba'inis, it's as if I didn't do it, so why am I going to give my life? Yeah? So this Batsim brings you to the Shaila. There's a question like this. By the Gimel Averis, is Yehorg Bal Yav. What's the pshat? Is the pshat? Because these averis are so chamor. Normally we say b'chai ben, b'loy shiomis ben. Mitzvahs were given for life, not to die for mitzvahs. Not going to die for mitzvahs. Life is more important than the mitzvah. That's by all mitzvahs. But three mitzvahs are so chamor that even override human life. Yeah? Right? That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is no. That but what's mechayiv to give up your life is not the chaimer of the avera. What's mechayiv giving life is mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem by these three, the Torah decided that there's a kiddush Hashem. What will be happening here? For example, Moshe, the machlokes, famous machlokes, the Baal Mar and Ramban in Sanhedrin. What's a din if the guy is mechavin, the guy that's forcing you to be over on the Gimel Averis, he's doing it not because he's coming against Judaism. Yeah? Not Avira al Das. He's coming because he sees him in Novel, and he wants a riot. Or he needs someone killed, he wants you to be his hitman. Yeah? He's doing it for himself, he's not coming against religion. So there, it's the Machlekes Baal Mar and Ramban. Whether or not, Mechuyev to give up your life. The Baal Mar says, that no, you're not Mechuyev. Says the Ramban, why? If he's doing it for himself, there's no Chol Hashem. He's not coming against God, he's not coming against religion, he's doing it for himself. So Mele is, there's no Chiyev Haribani Aver. The Ramban says, no, what are you talking about? It's nothing to do with Chol Hashem. The Gimel Aveira is as Chaymer Aveira. It's because these are more Chomer. So who cares if he's doing it for his own personal needs and not because he's coming against God? You have to give up your life because these Aveiras are so Chomer that it overrides human life. So we see Machlaik is Balmon Rabban. What is the side of the Gimel Aveiras? The Gimel Aveiras, Yerg Bal Yavar, is the Pshat because these Aveiras are so Chomer that it overrides human life? Or no, by these Aveiras, the midst of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, the Baal Mar says, if he's doing Lanos Atzmai, there's no Chol Hashem. Oh. So Mele, the Rambam, even though the Rambam says, B'di'evet Yepater, right, because the Aynis, Isaac, so why am I going to give you life? You see that if you're over on it, you're not over on Aveira. So why am I going to give you up your life? Yeah. Elamai, and that's talking more in the Rambam, the beginning of Parakeh, and Milch said that Torah, that the sight of giving up your life by any time he's giving up your life, it's all else Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, even though he's not going to be over in Aveira, but it's still Chol Hashem. The Chol Hashem. What's Mechayiv to give up your life is Chol Hashem. And Zay is before also.
Any Aveira.
What? It's Chol Hashem. Because the guy thinks he's going to do an Aveira. The Aveira should vote like that in Shabbos. Okay? On the Vayin Dalid.
I am
This is over there. With Gemara, yeah. The Gemara talks about that. Gemara says, if you go for you by Zara, and you're mechaben l'shem shemayim, he told you bow down, but you're bowing down to Hashem. Yeah. So because Manoma says you're potter. So the Gemara says, so why is it hard by Yaver? So why is it by Zara? Hard by Yaver. The guy tells you, bow down to Abay Yazar. I'll be mechavin to Hashem. Yeah. I'm bowing down physically in front of Abay Yazar, but I'm really not. I'm having kavanah in front of Hashem. And the Gemara says, the Mandomet says, of the Yipater. Says the Ritva, so why is he hard by Yavar? Says the Ritva, because he thinks that you're being, the guy that's being honest, you thinks that you're being over the Abay Yazar. So Mel the Chil Hashem. Okay. So you see in the Ritva.
You're doing a Maisavir.
Okay. You see in the Dva, this, I think granted this Dva I once heard from the Shiva many years ago. As you see from him, that's totally in Chol Hashem, not necessarily in the Aveira. There's no Aveira over there. There's no Aveira. You mean Mecham L'Shem Shemayim, there's no Aveira. Okay, follow that now. Now, another place with this Negeya. Okay, it's not like this. What's a din by where a guy forced you to eat matzah? Okay, so the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Who's the Rosh Hashanah guy? He's not here. Okay. I told the Rosh Hashanah guy that, Kitzer. There's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah by Mitzvah Shus Chavana. Okay? The Shia Mitzvah Shus Chavana. So the Rambam, so what? There's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Chavchesim and Aleph, sugya of Mitzvah Shus Chavana. So what's the sugya over there? The Gemara says like this. Sholchle lavu de shmur. Yeah? Kafai v'ochel matzah yotza. They force you to eat matzah, you yotza. The Gemara says, kafu parasim. Goyim force you to eat matzah. So it's a little funny. Why? Since when do Goyim try to force you to do mitzvahs? Yeah? So some say it means that the guy thinks it's chametz. He thinks he's forced to eat chametz and Pesach. But really, it ends up being matzah. But Maisi is forced to eat the matzah on the rest. A guy forced to eat matzah, he ate the matzah. Gemara says, you're yaitza. Yeah? Zak Rava, Zayse Meres, we see from here, Mitzah, Atekeh, Lashir, Yatza. The guy's going a shayfer. He likes the sound of a trumpet. He likes the sound, he's very musically inclined. And he likes all different instruments. He likes the sound of a shayfer. Yeah? Atekeh, Lashir, Yatza. Says the Gemara, why? Because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. Oh, yana diayimah. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah. Right? It's a big shayla. When I do a mitzvah, in order to be yaitz, I have to have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah. Right? Nafkamina is if I blow up a shayfer, I blow perfect shayfer, perfect everything, but I'm doing it because I like it. I'm doing it for music, I'm not doing it for shay mitzvah. Mitzvah strips kavana or mitzvah ain't strips kavana? So that's the more we see from Rava, mitzvahs ain't strips kavana. Okay? Oh, shayla, that's the kavana. So, now, the Rambam. In Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, the Rambam seems to be a discrepancy between Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah and Hilchos Shayfer. In Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Berek Vav Vach Gimel says the Rambam, Ochol Matzah B'loi Kavana, Kegoyim, Ansu Goyim, Oilistim, Lechol, Imatzah Yatza. A guy forced with the Imatzah, Yatza. Come on, we just said Kofu Parson. In Shayfer he says, Mis'asik B'tkiya Shayfer, L'Islami, La Yatza. Yeah, if you miss asik by shayfer lo yatsa, meaning you stam like playing with the shayfer, and all of a sudden the atkiya comes out. Like you b'chal weren't planning on blowing, you're just like playing around with it, and a thing comes out. Which are chagav, then when you were jumping up, there's a right now vager. Zip misasik is a p'tur in einish, but it's an aveira. I mean, there's a Mizasik is a Ptur and Einish. So by Shaifer, so why is Mizasik? Why is Mizasik? Why aren't you Yaitse by Shaifer? It's not a punishment. If you tell him Mizasik, that's a Mizirmaizen. Only the Ptur and Einish. Only by Shabbos is different. But Mizasik, called Tarikula, it's your Maisa. Could you create it? Ptur and Einish. So what's Shaikh Mizasik by Shaifer? This is a huge controversy by Maisa and Rukveg. We never got to it. Okay. Now, says the Rambam, the Skaven. Then the Rambam says, let's say you were Machavin. Yeah, the Skaven Shemeya Lotzeis, Lot Skaven Tekeya, or the Baal Tekeya was Machavin, and the guy that's listening is not Machavin. Says the Rambam, you're not Yaitse. Okay? So, Chari Abistira. In Matzah, the Rambam says, seems to say, Mitzvah's ancient Skavana. Kofu Parsim. What's it then? You're Yaitzei. By Shaifer, he says, if you're not Mechavin, either the Baal Tekeya or the Shemei, you're not Yaitzei. Right, Mitzvah is Kavana. Steer the Rambam. There's a Jewish Kash, everyone's busy with this Rambam. Oh, so Maisa, the simple Teretz, the simple Teretz is not like the Magna Mishnah. Magna Mishnah wants to say there's a difference between whether it's a maisa or not, by Tkiya Shofer, it's the shmiya, it's just the listening, it's less a maisa, then you need more kavana, mashenga matza, it's a maisa, you need less kavana. The Melachamish is the Meya, right? Why didn't the Magamish answer like Tkiya Shofer? I'll be the Ran. The Ran, my favorite Shuran discusses this Rambam. Says the Ran, there's also what we spoke of this week, yeah? Says the Ran, is the fundamental difference between Matzah and Shaifer. What's the difference? By Shaifer, the Ran passed Mitzvah's Kavan. By Matzah, we say, why you ate Matzah, you didn't have Kavana, and you didn't have Kavana? Shekeinene. The Mesasim, Chalom Marais, is Chayiv, Shekeinene. Says the Ran, oh, by matzah, the reason why even mitzvah shiz kavana, you already seem to didn't have kavana, shekein nene. How come everyone's not jumping up?
Said
nene by hearing the truth. What? Nene by hearing. No, I don't have a. You like the sound of shayfer?
Sounds like nene is not.
I don't think you like the sound of shayfer. It scares me. Ram says shayfer will scare you. It wakes you up. I'm petrified of the shayfer.
The person is blowing its down for trumpet.
What?
The case we mentioned before, where the guy's blowing it
because
he likes.
No, Ram is not talking about the tchelah shir. Ram is talking about stam. They didn't have kavana. They didn't have kavana. Nor by say. Check it. What?
No,
you're not. What? You're not chayv. No, mitasei. Mitasei. Says the Ran, and then says the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches also brings it down. The Gemara.
There's no Mesasek by Nene.
That's a Gemara. Thank you.
Yeah.
And based on that, the Ran says, "Who adin the man the omen mitzvah sichs chavana by shayfer by matzah yaitza even the yurim mechaven shekeinen." Okay, by saying, "Hooray! The baruch bear, the rest of angel." What do they all say? What's he said of shekeinen and bechlam arayis? Because the iser is not the maisa. Mesatzke the Torah maisa. Shekinena is because the iser is not. Says the Baruch Berbi Yosef Engel. Yeah, Mamela over there does not Torah mesatzik. Ebezer beisai. That's dafka by an iser. That the iser of chalav marayis the iser is not. But by mitzvahs, the mitzvah is not not. Abing araya. That mitzvah matzah is not enough. The Ferish Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara says, Bola matzah, yatzah. Bola matzah, lo yatzah. Because you didn't taste it. By Mara, you need to taste it. Because by Mara, you need to have, taste the bitterness. But Bola matzah, yatzah. So you see, that what? The mitzvah is not done up. The mitzvah is not done up, then you should have to, then you should be yatzah. The Abad, by mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah is the maisa achila. Yeah? If that's true, so what are you telling me, Shekein Nana? How does it help Shekeinena? El Maitz Muchach, in this Rashi at least, the Shekeinena is not a Svara that because the Isser is the Hana. Shekeinena, yeah, is the Pshat that if you're being Nana, it takes away the Misasik. What does Misasik say? I'm being involved in something else, and punk, I do this. I do something which I didn't intend to do before. So the Svara of Shekeinena says, according to this, not like we said in Shir, the Svara of Shekeinena says that since you're experiencing it. You're being nana from it, so you can't say that it doesn't relate to me. You can't say it doesn't connect to me. So if you enjoyed it, you had that na, you connected to it, I did the fact that you had a na. Okay, that's on the side. Maybe not on the side. It's one of the reasons why I decided to start this topic over here. But anyway, Agapanim. Oh, so we have that's an answer for the Rambam. Okay? Matzah! Kafu lecha matzah in the Yom Machabin. The Rambam says what? Yoyitze. By Shofar, we say Mitzvah Kavana. What's the answer? Over here, by matzah, Shekeinene. And by Shofar, you need Kavana. So here, and really, Chamash himself brings this question. If you tell me that Maisa that's done under duress, a ma'isa is done by oinus. It's not mesachas to you. It's not your ma'isa b'chlal. Yeah. If you say that's yisoid, like Chaim Shalom wanted to say, so but kafu lecha matzah, right? Kafu lecha matzah. You tell him okay, shekein nana. Yes, that's why no problem kavana. Yeah, but it's as if you didn't do it. As if you didn't do it. Yeah? You didn't do it. So what does it help you? It's not your ma'isa b'chlal. Yeah? So how you will say it's not shver? Because the Taisus on Lamed Beis that says that the Hanah makes it a ma'isa. The Taisus on Lamed Beis by that Hanah. Similar, just like we said, just like we said that Shekinena takes away the Misasik. Normally, Misasik means it's as if I didn't do it, but if you had a nod, if you did do it, so it could be by Oinus also, even though it's not Misachas to me, but if I had a nod, then it's Misasik, then it's Misachas to me, just like by Misas. Okay.
Is that what Baruch Ber said?
No. Baruch Ber said the whole Isser is the Hana. Oh. Misasik is a pure Maisa. If Isser is not the Hana, is not the Maisa, it's the Hana, you had the Hana. That's Baruch Ber. And that's against that. If that applies to mitzvahs, that we see in the Hagar Baruch Ber. Okay? This whole shmuz over here, that Shaykh Bematsa, that's the Hagar Baruch Ber and Reis Mango. Then we have a different question. But if you say it by oinus, as if you didn't do it, so by kafu parasim, they force you to eat the matzah. So what does it help Shekeinena? Right? What does it help Shekeinena? Okay. Now, truth matters, one more aura. That's some concept to say shekinah helps with kavana. That's the chayav very shver. Because we tell me it helps with masasik. Okay, so you're connecting to it. Yeah, but mitzvah suits kavana. The chayav means you have to be mechavim. Yeah, you have to mechav l'shem mitzvah. So what does the hanah help? What shekinah? But by mitzvah strichas kavana, you need kavana lattes. Yeah, you need kavana lattes. You need to have kavana that I'm doing this mitzvah in order to be yaitse. So what does it help that I had enough? So it's not the whole concept to say like a mitzvah strichas kavana, it helps shekinah, is really very difficult. Okay. Now. Oh. Here is a very interesting shaila, okay, which maybe is negei l'maisa, maybe not. Meaning, maybe no. Shaila like this: we said, "Oynis Rachmana Patre." Guy does something, but Oynis, he's Pater, right? Now let's ask it up. Yeah. What about if a guy does something which is Oynis and Rotzen together? He's being forced to do it. But my he would do it anyway. Yeah? Is that called Oynis or is that called Ratzon? In the sense he's being forced. But my he would do it anyway. Is that called Oynis or Ratzon? Okay, so the one, the Mar the Shmaitza of this sugya is not Flaw. The Baal HaFlaw, who also wrote the Panamiras, he wrote the Sefer Matna on Kedushin. Now, Flon Ksubis wants in Mechadish that Oynis and Ratzin together has a din of Ratzin. Okay? Now, his Raya is, because the Gemara Ksubis that says, that Omar Avodu Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenenso. Yeah? Asur Labayim. Why? She was forced, she was raped. Why should ask her husband? Because Shema, maybe it was Chlasa Ba'inis, beside Bratzen. She was being forced, she was being raped. But maybe sometime in the middle of the. Maybe she was Nisratza to the guy, whatever it was, she was enjoying it. Whatever it was, maybe she was Nisratza. Okay, then we should ask her Ba'ilam. Because maybe she had Bratzen in the middle. Yeah? In fact, the Hafla, that, okay, wait, tell me. That what? That she had Ratzin. Say it, but she Meister, she's being forced. She's still being forced. Right? The Meister guy's raping her, right? She's still being forced. Elamai, in the middle, maybe there's also Ratzin. So you see that Oynis and Ratzin together is considered Ratzin. You're telling me that Oynis and Ratzin together is considered Oynis because she's being forced. Oh, we are also being forced. Why should Ratzin buy them? Yeah? Elamai, we see Oynis and Ratzin together is considered to be Ratzin. Now, there are some that want to be daicha based on a misunderstanding on his deity of the Marik. Okay? There's a famous Marik. Those who are in Ksubas, Mustama heard this Marik as well. Yeah? What? You don't think so? Okay. That there's a halacha, a woman that's mazan is asla bayit. Yeah? What about if she was mezana? She thinks it's mutter. I marry mutter. She thinks she's mutter. Yeah. She thinks it's mutter. Why? You know, she's married him. So on. Why is that stop it to go a little bit someone else? You know, today's society. All right. All right. She thinks it's mutter. Yeah. So she was mezana. She's married. She's mezana. She thinks it's mutter. Do we say that she also a bible? Says the Marik, and says Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, that she's still also a bayit. Why? Because by sight it says umal amal beishok. Yeah, umal amal. Yeah. So therefore, even though she thinks it's mutter, b'saif b'saif, she's umal amal beishok. Now, so what does it mean umal amal beishok? Okay. So there are many people that understand this to mean Yeah, meaning it's like a begida. It's like she's rebelling her husband. So she's married him. She goes live with somebody else. She has an affair with somebody else, even though she thinks there's no iser. But she's having an affair, right? She's rebelling against her husband. It's a begida against her husband. So feed that understanding. Someone would say the case when she's being raped and the middle she has rotzen. So really, I'll tell you, Einis and Ratzin is not Ratzin. But over there, since the whole Isla Baila is totally in Kilo rebelling against her husband, so over here, Sabkasar, the fact that in the middle she's this Ratzah, she wants to live with the guy, that itself will answer her to her husband. This is what some want to be doing for that flaws right. However, Lania's Daiti, it's 100% wrong. Okay? Like, totally. Why? Okay. It's muchach, like beyond the shadow of a doubt. Okay, why? First of all, there's a Gemara Mila. Gemara Mila says we find this by Mila, yeah, in Moel Behekdesh. Gemara wants to know what is the lashon of Mila? What does Mila mean? What does Mila mean? Your Moel Behekdesh. What does Mila mean? What does the word mean? Says the Gemara, Ein Mila Ella lashon Shinui. The lashon of change. Meaning when you mull the hektish, something is kaddish, right? It's hektish, as it's mured for the base of mikdash, the hektish for carbon, and you're changing. You're changing its direction. You're changing what it's being used for. You're using it for your own personal usage, right? That's me'ila. So where would I know that from? Because by sight it says, umal amal be'isha. Umal amal be'isha. Yeah? So here we see, what does me'ila mean? The lashon of shinui. So what do we see from that? What does umal amal beisha mean? That she's changing, shinui. She's leaving her husband and going to someone else. So when the Marik said, when the Marik said that a woman thinks it's mutter, but still she's also a baila if she's mezana. Why? Because umal amal beisha, right? Meaning she's married to this guy and she's going to live with somebody else, not because she's. But you get in her husband, she's rebelling in her husband. It's because Ein Ila Eloshin Shinoi, she went from her husband to somebody else. And it's Mochach, okay? What I just said now is enough. But it's Mochach from the Raya of the Marik. What's the Marik's Raya? That even I'm a mutter, it's still, she was Mazana, she's still also to her husband. The Raya is from Esther Malka. The Gemara Megillah says that Esther Malka said, "Kasher avadati, avadati." When Mordechai was telling her to go to Achshverosh to try to get rid of the decree against Chai Yisrael, so she said, "Kasher avadati, avadati." What's Chal? So what's mean? Kasher avadati, avadati. Kasher avadati in Beis Abba, avadati in Chal. If you decide that Mordechai was married to Esther, so till now. It was buying this. This is she lived out Shmei. It was buying this. Yeah. Bahashta Baratzen. Now she's going. She's going to the king Baratzen. So now it's not only saying, but now she's going to become usher to the Mordechai. Yeah. So now says the Marik, it was pasha that Esther wasn't doing anything wrong. There was no Yisrael there. It was mutter. But the tallest by Yisrael. Mordechai passed. She should go right. Mordechai was an Edrin. Paschal, she should go. Right? There's no iser. And still we say, since it was Baratzen, she's going to be Aser. So you see, says even when it's mutter, mamish, still, sekh, ma, ma, beisha. Now, over here, you can't tell me that the idea is that she was begging in her husband, and that's why she's Aser, because, hello, Mordechai sent her. Right? Mordechai told her to go. So you can't say she's being begged in Mordechai, and therefore she's also now she's living after Shresh Baratzen. But if you say that means Shinoi, Ein Me'ila Loshen Shinoi, so she left, right? She's married to Mordechai, and she goes to live with somebody else, even though with all the great intentions, and she's Mechuyev to do it, so is Chai, so, and Mordechai's telling her to do it, Saif Kasai is a Shinoi. She went from Mordechai, and she went to Achashverosh. So you see, that's not pshat in the Marik. Okay. Now, back to the Afla. So Afla wants to bring Ra Elmai. Afla says, Esh Ish is Insa. In the middle, she's Misratza, right? So, why should us Labaila? Her Aish is Aynis. Elmai Aynis and Ratzan is considered to be Ratzan. The Meli says, where's the Nafkamina? Says the Marif like this. Look like this. If some Nasa Isha, a guy is married a woman, and he in 10 years, Nebuch, they did not have children. They weren't zayich to have children. So Allah is, he has a chiyuv approval. So Yaitz meeting ksuba. So he has to divorce her, and he has to give her ksuba. Maybe it's his fault. Okay, Maisa today, we don't necessarily do that, whatever. But, so that says the Gemara also. Yeah? But in Chutz Laretz, it doesn't apply. Why? Because it derives from the pasuk by Avram and Sarah. It says, "Miketz es hashanim l'shem zman beres kanan." We say that the yeshiva, right? It says when they were 10 years that they were in Eretz Yisrael and they have kids. So you see that being the avoyin yeshiva's chutz laretz doesn't count. So a guy who was married living in chutz laretz. So then we say that. That Voin Chutz Laretz was gone. That's in fact, he's living in Chutz Laretz. Maybe that's why he's not having children. Alright, so Meila, there's no point in then, there's no point in the divorce. Okay? That's the Gemara says. Now, so Chayra, so that's why if a guy is married in Chutz Laretz, Mikra Din, there's no day, married 10 years, he doesn't divorce his wife because he's living in Chutz Laretz. Says that, one second. The Taisus in Sulis says, cook your own days. That even though it says what? You force your wife to go move to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Kaifin. Hako Kaifin allows Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? Now, one second. So what about Bizman has there? Says Rebchaim Kain, the Taisus of Kuf Yonam Beit, famous Rebchaim Kain, that Bizman has there. You can't force your wife to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because first of all, it's sakana's drachim. Yeah, in those days, to go to Eretz Yisrael, you had to go by boat. You had to go by the whole caravan. It was a whole. You just hop on a plane, and 12 hours later, you're in Eretz Yisrael. It was a big sakana. Also, it's a key mitzvah. Okay, but it says it's sakana. Yeah. So the reason why you don't. You can't force your wife to go to the Yisrael. That goes to Sakana. So Meila. Oh. So Shaila is. So what do we say? Avon Chutz Laretz Kagara. Yeah? So now the question is, it says nothing like this. That L'chaira, you might want to say, that Bizman Azeh, Hare Your Highness. I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. You can't tell me I'm going to Chutz Laretz Kagaram. I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's an Highness. I'm an Highness. What are you telling me? That I don't have to divorce my wife. Why? Because I shouldn't be in Chutz Laretz. Right? One second. But Taisa says, I'm not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So Meila, I'm not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm an Highness. So there's no Aveira. If there's no Aveira, then you have to divorce your wife. Yeah? That's what Flaw asks. So that Flaw, no. No. Why? Because even if there wasn't an Aynis, even if you could hop on a plane and come there to Israel, people wouldn't do it anyway. Why? Because they like the big fat house in Flatbush, in Muncie, in Lakewood, In Los Angeles, I don't know about the house in Chile. I can't know. Yeah, in Golders Green, Manchester. I don't really know about the house there either. But anyway, Akapanim, the reason why people aren't making Aliyah, yeah, is not because of Sakana's Drachim. Why people are making Aliyah? Because they like America. Yeah, yeah. They like England. They like Chile. Yeah. So therefore, Samela, it's Oinus and Ratzon together. You're right. Again, not today. In those days, it was Takanitis. Yeah, But together with the ayinus is also ratzon. Because even if there wasn't me and ayinus, you still wouldn't come. Because you like your big fat house. You like your swimming pool in the backyard. Yeah? You like the restaurants in America. Better restaurants in America than so. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah? Okay? So now. So therefore, it's ayinus and ratzon together. What's ayinus and ratzon together? Ayinus. If ayinus and ratzon means it's bad to me, you are an ayinus. It means there's no aveira. Ayinus and ratzon together is ratzon. If there's rotzen, it's a male, there is an aveira. If there is an aveira, then we say that you don't divorce your wife because of vayin chutzlars garm. We have a vayin chutzlars. I am an ayinus. Teresa, you're not an ayinus because even if there wasn't an ayinus, you wouldn't go anyway. So that's if it's rotzen. If it's rotzen, then even today, a vayin chutzlars garm, you don't have to divorce your wife. That's the yisoid of the hafla. Oh. So, Meila, based on this, the fascinating base halevi. Base halevi al kair. In Shmites, Chumash Shmites, Pasuk says, "Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim." Yeah, what's it? Vayeda Elokim. What does Hashem know? Yeah, what's Vayeda Elokim? He saw the Chai Yisrael, the sheep of Chai Yisrael. Vayeda Elokim. What's Vayeda Elokim? Says the Beis Halei beGemal Gemshat, based on this Hafla. We'll see, there's problems with it, but the Esam Shah is involved with Shah. Says the Beis HaLevi, the famous Medrash, when Chai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and the Kriyas Yamsav, the Malachim came, the Sarash of Mitzrayim came to complain to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Halol Abed Zara, Halol Abed Zara. Why are you taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Yeah, away from the Mitzrayim. The Jews are all over the Avodah Zarah. They're no different than the Goyim. Why are you showing them preferential treatment? Yeah? Says Chazal. So Hashem answered that the Goyim are over the Avodah Zarah mitoich harchavas hadas. The Jews are over the Avodah Zarah mitoich shibud, mitoich tiruf hadas. Shema atadon, shoyikim ezid, v'ayin is karatzin. What Chazal is saying is, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Chai Yisrael being Oyed by Zara, true, but it was Einitz. The Mitzvah being Oyed by Zara on their own volition. Chai Yisrael was an Einitz. Yeah? Shema done Einitz Geratz and Sheikh Kemez. Yeah? Tech Beis HaLevi, that's the Pshat, by Yei Delkin. Oh, no, 1 second. But, questions like this. Question is, maybe they would do it anyway. How do you know? It's true they were forced. Yeah? It's true they were forced. Yeah? Maybe they'll do it anyway. Like that flaw. Maybe they'll do it anyway. It's true that they're matzav of tiruf. Yeah? But how do you know? We don't know that's why they did it. Maybe they'll do it anyway. And the flaw says, Einus and Ratzon is considered to be Ratzon. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why it's the Vayei Delikin. The only one that could know when someone's doing something when he's being forced. And we have a question. Maybe he's also Baratzai. Who's the only one that could tell us that no, it's just the Ainus that's causing it, and there is no Ratzin together with Ainus. Who's the only one that can do that? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayei Delikin. Vayei Delikin is Bnei Yisrael. And they saw it even though they were right away Zara. And the Sar Shema Triumph says, why are you taking them out? They're already deserted. They're a bunch of lowlifes over here. Shmuel says, what do you mean? You can be down Einis Geratzin. What do you mean, who are Einis Geratzin? Maybe the Ratzin also. Elamai, Vayar Elakim, Vayeda Elakim. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu was being made. And no, it was just Einis and not Ratzin.
The case of Ksuv is Saf Gimel, where the Tznuis are giving up.
No, he discusses over there. My father's over there also.
Yeah, I saw on the top, but they're Einus Kirat, Einus Rats on the same time, on top, falls right of it, right? And Ksuv says Barasa. No. But if the Hagmine didn't come, they wouldn't give up their life. They wouldn't do that, Vera.
So what? But right now, it's Barasa. Right now, it's Barasa. Yeah, this reminds me of the story of the Yidla, that the parts where his neighbor came to him and I said, he called me and said, there's a piece of chaza on the table. There's, you don't eat the chaza, blow your brains out. Yeah? Okay. I just want a patre, chai man. So he eats the chaza. So after the guy saw it, the Jew was a little sad. Like he looked, So he's very sad because, you know, he made me have an Avera. That's why he's sad. He couldn't have held the gun a little longer. Once, once I'm being forced, why'd you stop after one bite? You know, like, so, anyway, the male is a fizet. Talk to Beis Halevi, unbelievable chiddush. Yeah? Because let's say you have a guy, okay, that he b'mchal Shabbos anyway. Yeah? B'mchal Shabbos anyway. Yeah? And now he's b'mchal Shabbos for a mitzvah. Koch nefesh. The doctor. Yeah? B'mchal Shabbos, koch nefesh. But he would be b'mchal Shabbos anyway. Yeah? Says the Beis Halevi, it's Einus and Ratzon together. If you don't flow, it's called Ratzon. And mainly, it's Chayev for Chol Shabbos. I am a Nair. Even though he's doing Pekuch Nefesh, yeah, he's been Chal Shabbos Pekuch Nefesh, but since he's been Chal Shabbos and he doesn't care about mitzvahs, he's been Chal Shabbos anyway, it was called Einus and Ratzon together.
Did he get the mitzvah?
What?
Did he get the mitzvah?
Maybe he does. But he's still Chal Shabbos. Mitzvah Aveir. Oh, so Meir Al-Pizeh, the Tzitzel Yez wants to be done. Yeah? Let's say you have to call Dr. Shabbos, Leilenu, someone the Koch Nefesh, you have to call a doctor. Yeah? So you have two choices. Yeah? Two doctors to call. You call a Friday doctor, yeah? Or call a Shabbatar Mitzvah, he's sitting by the table, Shabbos table, enjoying his mirrors, the Vetaira, the Chalent, yeah? He's having a Shabbos, and who should he call? Says Tzitzel Yezer, Fir Beis Halevi, you mechuy to call the from doctor. If you call the Friday doctor, he'll be over Chol Shabbos. Even though it's Koch Nefesh, but since it'll be Mechal Shabbos anyway, by him it's Chol Shabbos. If you call the from doctor, by him it's not going to be Chol Shabbos. That's what I'm saying. If you base a lady, that's what comes out. L'chayra, let's just take a pellet. Yeah. To Madama, that flaw to Chol Shabbos, to Pekuch Nefesh, L'chayra is not a good sushtel. Only to Chor Patre. Yeah. If you're forced to do something, so then we say, okay, am I being forced or am I being forced? It's true, I'm being forced. But I'll do it anyway. Okay, that's the shayla, the flaw. We do this einus and rotzen together. Are we done it as einus? Are we done it as rotzen? The flaw is mechadish. We done it as rotzen. But the head of Pekuch Nefesh is the head of Chai Ben Voleish Yomus Ben. Right? Chil Shabbos Pekuch Nefesh. The Shabbos wasn't given. Welcome Pekuch Nefesh. Right? The head of Pekuch Nefesh is now einus. The Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life. So, why am I potter? Because the Lanaro is not a Sadover? Is it a Kumar Patre? It's a Tur Aynes? No. V'chai Bam, the Lay Shabbos Bam. The Torah was given for life and not to death. Right? So, Mela, so good, I would do it anyway. Yeah? I don't care, I'm a Chlaine, I'm a Chal Shabbos anyway. So what? My son had the V'chai Bam. In Aynes and Ratzin, you could be done. Aynes and Ratzin, is that Ratzin or not? I want to have Aynes, I want to have Ratzin. How do we do it? But the guy with Pekuch Nefesh, the Chayr, is not a Tzushtel.
Some favor.
What?
He's going to end up doing an Avera because there's the Ratzon aspect.
What do you mean? Again, I'm saying that the Shmuz of the Hafla is not applied by Pekuch Nefesh. I'm asking. It doesn't apply by Pekuch Nefesh, Pekuch Nefesh. There's no Avera. That's a... Oh. So the truth of the matter is that Tzitzel Yezer was asked this Kasha in subsequent Tshuva. And he says... Why are you screaming at me? You should scream at the Beis Halevi. Right? Beis Halevi is the one that's Madama. Okay, and a Chananya, exactly. So, scream at the Beis Halevi. Why are you passing the Beis Halevi? To scream at Beis Halevi. But Maisa, the real problem is, yeah, that it's not only Beis Halevi, it's the Hafla himself. Because one of the cases of the Hafla was, okay, the woman's being raped, she's asked her husband, goes on and rots together. The other eye of that flaw was the Gabe going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? And are you an oinus that I can't go to Eretz Yisrael or not? Now, Gamil Gabe waiting 10 years. What's the problem over there? Why can't you go to Eretz Yisrael? Tyson says, because it's dangerous. And still that flaw says, it's Oynis and Ratzon together. Again, one of the cases of the flaw was going to Eretz Yisrael, right? It's Oynis, that's your Oynis. Why your Oynis? Because it's dangerous. Kol Nefesh, yeah? And then my flaw says, what do you mean? You're not going to Eretz Yisrael anyway. You don't want to leave your fancy house, right? So see that flaw, it was the Mara Deshmaitz of the Sugya, of Oynis and Ratzon together, he himself was to applied it, not only to Oynis, but even to Kol Nefesh. That's a segment. I still think it's a kasha, but now I'm really like starting up with everybody. I mean, you know, like that flow already. That's ready. Say, Akabanim. That's the issue. This is parashah in the beginning. You know, the pasuk says, "Seis al amcham al ibecha." So the Bali Musar learned up this pasuk. That's the Makan Zayar. The Rizal living down that Achaim Kodesh brings down from the Rizal that the Muhammad that we're talking about, it says Muhammad Alevecha, is not necessarily talking about a war against the enemy, it's a war against the enemy. The enemy. And the Chavis HaBavis told the warrior that came back from the battle, he vanquished the enemy. So the Chacham told him, this was the easy battle, that you vanquished the enemy. Now is the real battle, which is against the Oyev Amiti, the Oyev, the enemy, which is constant battle of the Yetzer Hara. So here the pasuk is talking about Muhammad Ali Becha, meaning the enemy, the Muhammad Chemes Yetzer. Oh, so here is a kudul chayra that says Kisei Muhammad. The first thing is you have to realize that it's a Muhammad. Yeah. If you're in battle, yeah, you don't realize that you're in a war. Then the battle ended before it started. Yeah. The first thing is you have to know you're going to war. And if you know you're going to war, then you have to have a battle plan. Yeah. Because the general, you know, if the IDF is going into Gaza, or they're going to Lebanon, yeah, or they're going to Iran, okay, you know, well, so you ask them, what's your plan? Yeah. Okay, when I get there, I'll figure it out. You know, I'll see where the enemies are, and I'll plan accordingly. Yeah, and the guy is dead. Yeah, he'll be court-martialed in a second. Yeah, when the IDF prepares a battle for months and months and months, years before, they, you know, there's plan A, there's plan B, there's plan C. You know, contingency plan. They have it all worked out. They get all their intelligence to find out exactly where everyone is and what everyone is doing and everything they find out. And then they go in there and then calls up Olai. Then you know, then he still needs Yad Nishmaya. Yeah, but if, you know, you say, okay, I'll go to wherever I'm going, and I'll work it out, you know, I'll work it out when I get there, if there's any problem with sneers or whatever. The Meister of Reli Yopian, that Bachel came to him, he had a chasana. In the summer, he had a chasana. He wanted to go to chasana. So Reli Yopian asked him, what about pizzas? What about pizzas? So Rebbe, don't worry about it, it'll be okay. Yeah. So Belia tells him, he says, I'm 80 years old, yeah, and I'm half blind, yeah, and still when we walk out on the street in the summer, I'm shaking that maybe I should be in the Nichshol Rias Asuris. He tells him, you're a 20-year-old bacher, mitzvei fleishige egin, two meaty eyes, yeah, and he tells me, don't worry, Rebbe, you'll be okay. So that's point number one. Point number one is that he says to Alevecha, the first thing you have to know is there's a battle, and you have to know it's a constant battle, and any time that you're going to go into some situation where there might be problems, you have to figure out what you're going to do. First, the best thing is not, you know, to avoid the whole thing, the chatchila. Right? If you know that you know, there's a certain area where the enemy is mamish like strong, so you try. You don't start over there. You don't go right into the. You know, you go you figure it out. But if you have to go, whatever it is, you have to have a plan. You have to have the plan. And then Rusan Hashem Agach Midecha. If you go out to Lamechama, then it could be Rusan Hashem Agach Midecha. Another Nakuda, the parashah of Fast Tire. So, the question is, the parashah really asked that says Risa B'Shivya Eish Fast Tire, B'Chashach Debal, B'Chach Leish, different Tire connect the Yitzhar. Yeah, the Tire is connecting the Yitzhar. Now, well, because the Tire fell there, it wasn't shy. The soldiers were out there, and if we Mati Fast Tire, right, then they'll do it anyways. The Tire is different Tire connect the Yitzhar. Yeah. So the question is, who are we talking about over here? Who's fighting the war? Yeah, I read last week's parish, it said, yeah, Mia Ish, Eris Isha, yeah, Eris will go down the Suin, he has to go back. Yeah, Bibana Bayez, Loi Chonachai, he has to go back. Yore. What does Yore mean? He's Yore from Aveira. He's sleeping between the two. Tol Yad, Tol Sharai. We're talking about who's left the elements. The famous, there was a play in Brisk. And once the Chalainim put out a play. Now, they wanted to make fun of the Charedim about when they go back, when they go to battle. So they had on the stage, they had the whole army. The guy gets up there, who's me, Eretz Yisrael, okay, 10% league. Who built the house? Another 10%. Yeah. Then, you know, who built the vineyard? Then Yarev Rach Haleva, someone that had even Yisrael Rabbanon, the whole place backs out. Yeah, even Yisrael Rabbanon. Yeah, the whole place backs out. Who's left? Chaim Meiser, Chavetz Chaim, and Chaim Brisker. Those are the three people that left. And the curtain goes down. Yeah, I can't do Chaim. You know, they're making fun. We have to make the. He says, why? They're right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Problem is that they had the curtains go down too fast. They won the war. Yeah, Chaim Meiser, Biskrov, and the Chavetz Chaim. Yeah, they won the war. What was the Shaila? You know what I mean? You're right. They're right. That was what's left, but they won the war. So, anyways, who are we talking about over here? So, how is it Pshat that they were nichshol in the Fast Tire? Yeah, and I'll say that Fast Tire leads to Mitzray Meira. B'chul. Yeah. Oh. So, Rishmul Shapiro in the Zab Mishva, he says, unbelievable, he said this in Avodah Zarah Yetzer. And the answer is one word. Yeah. Vira Isa. Yeah. You're in the war, and there was Esh Zabatai. Vira Isa, you saw your fast tire. Who asked you to look? Who gave us just to look? Why are you looking? Yeah. Why are you looking? Yeah. There's something on the other side of the street. You know. Oh my. You know. What is it? Oh, it's a girl. Yeah. Who asked you to look? Who asked you to look? Who gave us just to look? Why are you looking? That one word, very easy. Once very easy. So that shvast higher, then it's downhill all the way. And remember, say that that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah says, and the end of Sukkah says, Lost Lavai. Because Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Yetzirah. Yeah? Halol Abaychim, the Tzaddikim and Rishonim are all there. Halol Abaychim, everyone's crying. Yeah? The Tzaddikim are crying, the Rishonim are crying. Tzagansa Levi over there. Yeah, everyone's crying. Why is everyone crying? Tzaddikim are crying, because let's dig in the Gemara, says, Nidin Melhem Kahat. A big mountain. How was that able to overcome the Yetzirah? The Rishonim say, why were the Rishonim crying? And then Lehem Chut HaSayra. Yeah, a hair's breadth. Yeah, the Yetzirah looked to them, a Chut HaSayra. Why is Yetzirah a Chut HaSayra? Yetzirah is a har. Yetzirah is a terrible Yetzirah. To overcome the Yetzirah, I am an Ira. The Yetzirah, he knows his business. Okay, the har is he's a har, not a sar. The answer is, says Amar Shmuel, that in the beginning, all the Yetzirah is a sar. In the beginning, before you nichshol, a guy comes over to schmooze. Before you start schmoozing, if you don't start schmoozing, then it's easy. That second, you have to start schmoozing. You have to speak Lashon Hara. You have to be nichshol in Rias Asuris. That first second is easy. Both the Kamanus Rabbi say, telling you, the first second, that's easy. That's the new Mount Kesar. It's only once you get involved, then it's ready, then the Yetzara becomes a big mountain. So man said, says Mar Shmuel, that's the Yetzara of it. The one word. We're talking about Gedev Taka Tzadikim, Gnai Yailam. But it was that Vereisa, that one word, Vereisa, that once, if you hold yourself back from that Vereisa, the initial contact with the Yetzar, the initial Nisayan, you'll see, it was easy. It's just that once you get involved, then it's a different story. That's the Yetzar Beisai, that's the Chut Asar, that's the Vereisa, and that's Bamsin, the Seis Lamcham Alivecha, then when the Son of Hashem Akecha,